Okay, I don't think there is any stretching of any truth. There's no stretching of even like getting off of the point of anything but the truth. I'm gonna speak up on this one because you know what? Once again, wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. Sorry, people say and do things, and you know it's wrong. It's wrong, folks. If you don't open your mouth and speak up, you just continue allowing wrong is wrong to continue on and on and on and on. And if you think it's not going to happen to you, you're wrong because wrong is wrong, and we all deal with wrong in our lives. I'm just going to set the record straight because it needs to be set straight. Okay, it needs to be set straight. Okay, because I had to look at it in a three different angles in three different ways, and I was dumbfounded. But I was mostly just completely just dumbfounded and disappointed for two people. I was more disappointed for two people. I mean, you could damn the whole enchilada in one paragraph in life. You could damn the whole enchilada if you really don't watch before you say something on public forums. On social media, okay? Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful now. Oh boy. I'm just gonna say this, right? When I grew up in a household, okay, we were not poor. We were never poor, okay? I'm gonna define poor, all right? Poor is when you can't even afford the dinner on the table in front of you. Poor is when you have to figure out, am I going to be living under a house or under a tent at any second, any day? Okay. Poor is when you can't even afford clothes, whether alone have them. Poor is when you have to realize, okay, I need some serious help, or I'm not going to have anything at all. Okay. Poor is, you know it, different people, and it's interesting because this is the truth too. Different people take the word poor and take it into a different context, okay? And people do that. But I'm telling you, poor is poor. And unless you've been around people that are really poor, that I mean are living, you know, on the streets, living in tents. Let's face it, they just passed that ban. What is it? Or passed that bill. I don't know if it's fully passed or what the hell's going on. Or they left it with each state. I'm not sure. I know there's some things that had happened in where I lived in the county that took place. I believe it was over the weekend. Everybody's been talking of how we handle the homeless, you know, when they're living on private property or in their car, whatever situation. Now, there's a difference between homeless and deciding to live in your car. There's a difference of homeless and deciding. People who decide to live in their car, okay? All right? Because I know someone who decided to live in their car. I'm gonna have the high life. I'm not gonna have any bills. I won't have responsibility. I won't have to worry about being an adult. I won't have to cook. I won't have to clean. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm not gonna have any bills, no utilities, nothing. And I'm gonna live in my car. Well, let me just tell you how long that lasted. 2 years, maybe 2 years, maybe on and off 2 years. I want to live in the car. I don't want to live in the car. I want to live in a car. I don't want to live in a car. I want to live in a car. I don't want to live in a car. Now, who really should have been there to let them fall back on them when they decide not to have live in a car and when to live in a car was his parents. Now, I'm not anybody's parents, but I took on your responsibility, your son, ma'am and sir, three different times over the course of 2 years. Now, that's a conscious decision to live in your vehicle because you don't want to have responsibilities, you don't have any bills, you don't want to work, or you don't want to have to clean, you know, whatever, whatever. You want to have endless amount of money, whatever. Okay. Well, everybody has to pay the consequences when you make a decision like that, meaning you better have a hell of a lot of money saved up. I mean, there are people who live in their cars and they travel the world. They live, I mean, they travel the United States, people overseas. outside the United States, around the world, live in vans, RVs, and they travel and they journal and stuff. And they have a job and they do it, whether it's travel agencies, magazines, whatever. Okay, I'm talking about when you make a conscious decision that you don't want to be an adult, you don't want an adult, you want to live in your car, well, you better be prepared for all the expenses and everything, and you're going to realize it's not cheap. Well, you had 2 years and you realized it was a big mistake, wasn't it? Destroyed your car. Now you don't have a car. And you've realized that, well, you SOL. But who should be really taking care of you when you realized you effed up, screwed up, because it wasn't all that in a bag of chips, was your parents. Guess who ended up being a parent, playing the parent's role and responsibility, and they know it. Me. I don't think God needs to give me any wings or anything, an additional little set of wings when I go up to heaven, but I've taken on responsibility of people's kids, no matter how old they are. Well, a lot of people say, oh, no, I wouldn't, you know, whatever. Well, you know, you're not me, okay? Everybody's entitled to their opinion, okay? But I got a lot of backup support, and I know how to wean and maneuver walking through this phase of my life because I got people helping to guide me. So it was a decision in how we're going to evaluate things, and I'm not going to get into anything else, but I'm just going to leave it there because I'm going to get back to what poor is, okay? All right? There's a part of being poor and losing everything you have, whether loans, it happens to people who lose their spouse, they lose a loved one, you know? They can't afford the medical bills and they have to pay to live and they lose everything they got. They've lost their job. Okay. They're renting a property and you have these, I'm calling them now, slumlords. Everybody knows what a slumlord is. You know, they run a racketeer and a monopoly. They don't even take care of their place. They just rather just have that money. They won't take care of anything if it goes out or breaks down because all they're worried about is getting that monthly check. Okay, slumlords, they don't put any money in their property. They just take the money from you, okay, to your renters. There's a lot of slumlords. I think there's need to be a lot of bills. We need to be worried about the slumlords and be worried about, you know, other things, let's just say. But I'm sorry, it's another story from the other day, in my opinion, because there's a hell of a lot of slumlords. Hell of a lot of slumlords. We all know a slumlord or two or three or four, and some of us know more than what we want to know because you're probably friends with them. Oh, he's a nice guy, nice lady, but boy, they are a woof. With their rentals, they are a slumlord. Boy, they treat those people like, yeah, like dirt, huh? Why don't you tell your friend how bad they treat them like dirt? Better yet, why are you even friends with somebody like that? Because that's really just says a lot about your character and yourself now, doesn't it? That's just my opinion, too. All right, getting back to it, you know, poor. I just have to say this because there's a lot of chatter. I'm going to say this, okay? I wasn't raised poor, okay? I was raised in a household where working for a big company experienced a lot of being laid off and experiencing not making the money that you would when you're not laid off. But I grew up with always a house over my head. And I consider that fortunate, blessed. Then I'm older, I realized how fortunate, blessed to have a roof over your head. We had food on the table, okay? We didn't have filet mignon and a la carte and crab and lobster every night. I mean, depending on what kind of extravagant lifestyles, rich and famous you're living in, you're driving over a $100,000 car or close to it, I mean, then I guess that may be, I mean, to some people that may be poor, I don't know. Maybe you're just not good with money. I don't know. It's just my opinion because there's a lot of people like that. You know, everybody else is lower than them because they think they're higher than everybody else. Those are people that are covering up money with something else going on in their life. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people like that. We had dessert as, you know, as a household, as I'll speak, you know, on my behalf, myself, had dessert. You know, it wasn't nothing fancy, but we had a dessert and, you know, able to pick a cookie out and, you know, we didn't pig out. I didn't grow up on, you know, always having pork chop, steak and chicken and 2 liters of soda every time I turned around. No, I didn't grow up that way. And I don't miss what I didn't have because, you know, had a cut. We have a budget, okay? Budget. Budget doesn't mean you're poor, okay? All right? Because I got to set the record straight, all right? Didn't grow up poor. Sorry, didn't grow up poor. Because if you say you're growing up poor, that speaks a lot to the people who raised you. It speaks a lot about them. And if it's incorrect, it's incorrect. Didn't grow up poor. Sorry, didn't grow up poor. I'm sorry. Had a roof over her head, had clothes on her back, went to school, went to public school, had a vehicle, drive, you know, had a yard, had a heck of a lot more than a lot of people, right? Blessed with what you have, right? Okay, that's the truth. I think I need to keep that there. But I will have to say, when it came time to move out of the household and you're older, you know, and you become over 18 and that, it was always offered. If you want to take a piece of furniture or some furniture or whatever you need or whatnot, you know, when you're around 18, you take the bare necessities because, you know, when you're over 18 and, you know, and you move out and you want to get your own stuff and start your own environment and decorate and stuff. And everybody, you know, you take some. It was always offered. Okay. All right. Don't believe everything you read, okay? Just don't, okay? And be careful what we write out there and what we put out there to society, because you say something that sticks and you could literally take two people down in one paragraph, you know, that are helping to raise you, okay? Because if somebody's not raised poor, you ain't raised poor, but I guess that depends on what you mean and what the vocabulary dictionary are you saying what is poor. Because if that's the case, I guess hell, I'm poor too. Happily poor. I'm not. But I guess in some people's mind, well, I guess I am.